Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, baby. Look out, my darlings. It's French Toast Friday, honey. And listen, I can't have no French toast without some French fries, honey. I like the crunch, 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 crunch. Now listen, y'all know I'm getting it all down with some champagne. You know what I'm saying? Because every day is a champagne day, honey, and it is going on today. Today, got some hot, super bad music, my darlings. Listen, it is October 14, 2022, 2:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got pushed up to the ATL. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Golf, baby, and also natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve. Girl, darling, let me tell you something up in here. Got some hot music on stage. Independent artist, Yi Angus, and I'm telling you, he is bad. He is a superstar, honey. Let me tell y'all something. You know the artists on this show are superstars of today, yesterday, and tomorrow, honey. We got it all, baby. We got it all lined up. Independent artist, Yi Angus. Independent artist, Yatash. And artist, Alala. Also got some Summer Ferguson, baby, we're going to get on down with it. Yes, it is hot up in here. You know, because it's Friday. It's Friday. Look, set up my box. You people, listen, I'm really going to have to check out my sweats. You know, let me tell you something about Grandma. See, I had a grandma. When you didn't do what you were supposed to do, she would send me to the tree. My grandma lived in Mississippi. She would send me to the tree, and she'd say, go get me one of them switches off that tree. I'm like, what? So you know what time it was when she went, I had to go get that switch. So I go get the switch and come back, and she gonna tap it on them legs. And honey, whatever you did, you wasn't gonna do no more. So listen, I'm telling y'all that because every day I got to tell y'all to set up my bar. And I'm gonna send y'all to the tree to get that switch. So set up my bar and get my drinks, baby. Listen, I got some bad music on today. You know who gonna be listening. Come on, engineer. Come on with it. yeah, baby. People all over the world is listening. Let me tell y'all something. Got some super bad artists on today. Independent artist Ye Angus, just like Youthful Angus, baby. And artist Yahaz, J-A-H-E-Z, and independent artist Lala R. And Summer Ferguson, baby, going to get on down with it on today. Listen, before I get on down into the music, y'all start the pot, mama, start the pot. Listen, you know, tonight when I get off work, we cooking up some chitlins, y'all. We having some chitlins. You know, we having some pig feet. Going to put some hot sauce on it, baby, and we're going to drink it on down with some Slits malt liquor. Some Slits malt liquor, baby. I'm so crazy, eh, baby? Woo! Gonna be, y'all know I ain't eating no chitlins up in here. Up in here, y'all know I'm a vegan. I don't eat no chitlins. Listen. Why y'all on Facebook? Use keyword Fierce T-Man when the page comes up. Give it a like, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, I got some hot stuff. I got a superstar up in here on today, y'all. Independent artist, Ye Angus. He got some hot stuff. He calls this one 15, baby. And listen, every day is 15. Did y'all know that? I feel like I'm 15 every day, baby, because, listen, I be turned up and turned on, baby. Listen. I don't want nobody shifting my energy because that's when I get real gnarly. When somebody try to shift my energy to something else, I get really, really gnarly. So listen, this one is called 15.
Take me, she said. Isn't that why you paid not to take me? Just hear me. I have a voice, please hear me. Nah, just a... Thank you. but baby,
let me tell you, that is 15 by independent artist Ye Angus, and that is the bomb. That song is the bomb. Let me tell you something. It's really saucy. I love it. It's millionaire music. Y'all know I talk about millionaire music all the time, right? All the time, all the time, all the time. And listen, that song is a great example of millionaire music. What do I mean by millionaire music? It is music that is crisp, clean, polished, perfection, and done right, mixed and mastered very well with great engineers. Listen, that is good. That song is the bomb, and his voice is amazing, amazing, amazing. I'm telling you, listen, he can go down to Nashville anytime. He can go down to Nashville, take a seat, you know, write his own ticket. I'm telling you, that's great talent. He has great talent. Listen, I got some more music that's coming up by Young Angus. I want y'all to stick around. It is phenomenal, 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 phenomenal. It's good stuff. I love it. I love what he has. Love what he has. He's going to do very well, very, very well. I already know that. You know what I'm saying up in here. Listen, I got some more music. This one is called Ghost. Yeah. It's called Ghost, not the ghost in your dreams. We ain't talking about that up in here. This is by independent artist Jahaz, J-A-H-E-Z, and this one is a Ghost, baby. Born together, everything that could go
a demon. He look like he seen her go. I was shopping at the Neiman when I found a little hoe. Now she told me that she want me, she want me to take her home. So I took her to the bedroom and I made her curl her toes. He said he was bad, he was lying. Debbie tried to do me bad, so I left her crying. This shit too easy, is you nigga even trying? Got me some shooters on the roof, they be sniping. If we ain't driving by, bitch, we gon' walk. They don't like me cause they hate the way I talk. You the shit, nigga, what is you about? The Draco hot and bitch, you know I'm from the south. I'm from the south and bitch, you know I had some cold, cold days. I used to cry, but then I got a brother for the rain. I used to be broke, but now I pay, so I just need more change. Everybody I roll with, they some killers, no, I don't need land. For this shit and now I got it. I was down bad on my dick, I saw the stick and then I popped it. You don't know what it like, see a ghost up in your closet. They dress so fake, them niggas be snakes, them boy, you better watch them. Don't test your fate, you play you later, boy, we gonna drop them. I don't fuck with strippers, I just call them IG model. Pull a haircut, yeah, the rim for Giotto. Let out 50 round like Curry, but I got power like the lotto. $1,000 shoes, switches on my Ruger. Ice up in the dental, I feel like I'm cooler. True religion, genius, I still weren't true. You ain't on my level, you a fucking loser. I got the chain, they protect me from my worst day. How the fuck you gon' get mad at me and not call on my birthday? I know I cheated, but that shit was on like Thursday. I don't even know what the fuck going on, this shit on like my third day. And I don't even know what you been on, so you know you have been tweaking. You keep going through my phone, even though I told you I had to leave. I just got stabbed in my back, took my phone, I ain't bleeding. You say you love me, now I gotta leave. Pull up in a demon, he look like he seen her go. I was shopping at the Neiman when I found a little hoe. And she told me that she want me, she want me to take her home. So I took her to the bedroom and I made her curl her toes. He said he was bad, he was lying. Debbie tried to do me bad, so I left her crying. This shit too easy, is you nigga even trying? Got me some shooters on the roof, they be sniping.
Listen up, listen up. That was Ghost, Ghost, Ghost from independent artist Jahaz, J-A-H-E-Z. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all know mama always got a life lesson. Let me tell you something. Let me make your life a little bit easy. I'm going to try to anyway. I'm going to try to make your life a little bit easier. Listen here. Everybody got a ghost. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a, now your, everybody ghost, of course, it's not the same. Everybody got a ghost from the past. You know what I mean? Your ghost could be a person. It could be a thing. It could be a situation. It could be a reoccurring situation that you haven't dealt with, and it keeps popping up because you won't deal with it, and it becomes a bigger ghost. And guess what? It just starts eating at you, and gnawing away at you. Listen, and you can have a ghost from the past, a past relationship, people that keep popping back up. That's a ghost. Because you know what? What does a ghost represent? A G-H-O-S-T. G-H-O-S-T, it represents something that is fearful, you're scared of, you don't want to see it again, because every time it pops up, what do you do when you see it? Of course, we don't see ghosts, but in movies, when they see a ghost, what happens? They scream, they get scared and all kind of stuff. They have panic attacks, anxiety attacks. So listen, that's what the ghost is. So listen, the ghost represents fear and anxiety. So listen, if you don't deal with your ghost of the past, right, or it'll keep popping back up until you deal with it and get away. Now listen, let me tell you something. And also, you can have ghosts in the future, because you don't know what's going to happen in the future. And why do I say you can have a ghost in the future? A ghost in the future, let me tell you something, it's two different ways. I don't want to go too fast. A ghost can go two different ways. Now, a ghost that will appear to you in the future can be your ghost from the past that you never dealt with. But then the ghost of the future can be something that you have not dealt with, and it is something that you need to deal with in order to help you to become a better person, a stronger person, right? So I'm talking about ghosts of the past. You got ghosts of the present, and then you got ghosts of the future. Sounds like the Christmas story, don't it? It really does. So listen. So ghosts are really meant to help you and challenge you. Really, it really is. So listen, you can have it several different ways. Like I explained, ghosts of the past, people that pop up, situations that pop up that you haven't dealt with, and you kind of need to put it to bed and deal with it and let it be over so you can continue on your journey. So listen, we all have some type of ghost, whether it's a person, a situation, or a thing, whatever. You know what I'm saying. So listen, let me tell you this. When you deal with your ghost, you become a whole different person on a whole different level. So when things pop up, guess what happens with that ghost? That ghost begins to shrink. You know what? That ghost that pops up, he turns into a little bitty old leprechaun. You be able to put your foot on him and just stomp him on down, baby. And that's how you deal with it. Listen, I got some more music that's coming up. I got some music by independent artist Lala R. I'm telling you, she is dope. She is the bomb. She has a voice from heaven. Do you hear me up in here? I want y'all to check this out. She has some Christmas music. It is hot. Her voice is on fire. This one is called Christmas Miracle. Take a listen to this.
Never thought we'd ever meet again. And the Christmas Eve, I felt annoyed. But somewhere in the night, I heard you call my name. And all at once, my heart was overjoyed. It was a miracle, a Christmas miracle. And all day yesterday, I felt no need to celebrate. I feel my spirits rise, and to my great surprise, I can hear the bells ring out on Christmas Day. Come Christmas morning, I see the snowflakes lay, and the hanging mistletoe is brightly glistening, and the children laugh as they run and play. The snowman brightly shines on this sunny day. It was a miracle, a Christmas miracle. And all day yesterday I felt no need to celebrate. I feel my spirit rise, and to my great surprise, I can hear the bells ring out on Christmas Day. the bells, it's out on Christmas Day. It was a miracle, a Christmas miracle. And all the yesterday I felt no need to celebrate. I feel my spirit rise into a great surprise. I can hear the bells, it's out on Christmas Day. I feel my spirit rise into my great surprise. I can hear the bells ring out on Christmas Day.
Amazing, 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 amazing. My God, what a pristine voice. My goodness. I mean, that is some serious talent right there. There is Christmas Miracle, independent artist Lala Ara. I mean, she is phenomenal. I'm telling you, she is really phenomenal. My goodness, she could do cover songs about anybody, Barbara Streisand. You know, I would love to hear her do some Barbara Streisand or Carly Simon. I'm telling you, she is just too hot to handle. She has it going on. Listen, she is phenomenal. I'm telling you, she's got some good stuff. She is very talented, and I love her voice. I really do. I got some more music from independent artist Ye Angus. It is called Stop Right There, and I have some music from Summer Ferguson. Summer Ferguson, she's got a great song. So listen, I want y'all to take a listen. This one is called Stop Right There. Once again, independent artist Ye Angus, A-N-G-S-T, Stop Right There. Sometimes you got to tell people, listen, you need to stop right there. You know what I'm saying? Just stop right there. You know what I mean? Don't let folks just run over you and do any old kind of thing to you. So this one is called Stop Right There. And then coming up is Summer Ferguson. Summer Ferguson. So this one, once again, is Stop Right There. We're going to take a listen to this. It is phenomenal and it is hot. Take a listen.
Honey, I know you're coming, I'm worried, better stop right there. It ain't no favor, darling. Oh, you know it. Stop right there. And don't despair, my honey. Know you're coming, and I'm worried, better stop right there. It ain't no favor, my darling. Oh, you know it. Stop right there now.
Yeah.
you know it. You know I'll stop right there and don't despair, my honey. I know you're coming, and I'm worried, baby, stop right there. It ain't no fair, my darling. Stop, Jack, you better get back there now. Stop right there, it ain't no fair, my honey. I know you're coming, I'm worried, baby, stop right there. It ain't no fair, my darling. Oh, you know it, you know it. Stop right there and don't despair, my honey. I know you're coming and I'm worried, baby, stop right there. It ain't no fair, my darling. Don't you fret and let's get down, get down.
Let it stop right there. Stop right there. He is hot, 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 and awesome. You know, this show is live. It is not a pre-recorded show. It is live. So listen. I love that. This artist is really phenomenal. Let me tell you a little bit about his backstory. He says, Young Angus is an artist, artist's vision interpreted through the looking glass of the days of youthful Angus. I like it. I like what he's got going on. Once again, the artist's name is Ye Angus, Y-E Angus. And so I love his music. His voice is really, really, really awesome. He has a great voice, very talented. We're so very fortunate to have a lot of talented artists on the network, and they really do amazing, amazing, amazing work. Their music is just off the chart. And listen, I'm telling you, we got some Billboard songs on today, really. We do. We got some Billboard songs, and I'm going to tell you, the top 40 of the Billboards and the iTunes charts, I'm going to tell you who's going to be on it. Artist Angus, and then independent artist Lala R, and of course, Summer Ferguson, which you're going to hear her song right now. It's Wish I Never Met You, Wish I Never Met You. Take a listen.
Hands out.
Jeff Honey. Wish I never met you. Let me tell you something. I think some artists don't know how phenomenal they really are. I really think that. So let me tell you something. I like that song. It kind of reminds me of Grace Davies. You know, Grace Davies is awesome. She was on the network a couple of months back when she was promoting and pushing her song, Toothbrush. Really nice song. Really nice. So listen, you know, I think some artists really don't realize how phenomenal their talent really is. So listen, let me tell you something. This song, Wish I Never Met You, top 40s, iTunes charts. Listen, you know, it's more than just about the promotion. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Independent artists, you know, music, pushing music is not easy. It's a task. It's a job. And I'm telling you, I ain't telling you something what folks have told me about. I'm telling you what I know. It's not easy. And I see a lot of artists that with so much talent. And you listen, it's far and few between the ones that you see that really make it to the mainstream and that's really making the cash, the money. You know, I had an artist, I'm going to say this really quick, I'm pretty much out of time, and I got to go. I had an artist on the show. I'm not going to say his name, but listen, we got into a conversation on Instagram, and he does very well. He promotes himself. He does all his own work. He, you know, finances his business by promoting. And he says to me, you know, if I had known all this stuff before, I would have never got into music. And I was like, whoa. He said, I would have never got into it. And I am telling this guy can sing and blow like nobody's business. He can sing and blow. You remember how Prince sound? He's just this guy I'm talking about. Just that good. One day I might even play his song. So listen, the guy is just that good. And he says, you know, I wish I had never got into this. But listen, it is not easy. It's not easy. That's why I always say I believe in multiple streams of income. You cannot, especially, of course, when you're getting started, you cannot depend on music, the income from your music or royalties, because I'm telling you, sugar babes, the royalty checks are so small, my darlings. You know what, until you hit the big time, those royalty checks get to looking pretty good, but I'm telling you, them checks are really, really little, and they're really, really tiny. Okay, so let me tell you something, and a lot of people are trying to change things in the music businesses. You know, some people have to chase down their royalties. There are so many problems. Some people have issues with Spotify. And listen, I'm not telling you what people tell me. I'm telling you what I know. I've had artists' profiles get mixed up on Spotify and have to straighten it out and take months and months and months. And I'm telling you, one of them still ain't straightened out. They get mixed up and stuff happens. And I am telling you, listen, I had a check that came to me from SoundCloud, from Sound Exchange. I do Sound Exchange. And it wasn't but $50. But listen, did you know something? That check took years to get to me, and it was only $50. And I looked, and I said, oh, really? Oh, I said, oh, wow, thank you very much. So I'm telling you, the reason I'm telling you this is because you cannot only depend on the income from music. I believe in multiple streams of income when it comes to music, or pretty much whatever you're into. But when it comes to music, you got to have more than one source of income. And I'm not talking about your 9-to-5 job, my darlings. You got to create something else to bring in the flow, because it takes time for that money to build up in the music business. I'm telling you what I know. Listen, if you have a great voice for it, this is a good one. Voice over talent. Voice over talents make great money. You hear me? Makes great money. So listen, and that's something you don't have to be waiting around for forever to get the money, right? So if you are a voice over talent, you can do that and make a lot of good money. I have an artist that's been in business for years, and he makes good money. Off of his music, he does it very well. And so he doesn't really even put out a lot of music anymore. He does. He trains other artists. But he's a voiceover talent, and he does voiceover work for NBC, Fox. And I'm not just making this up. I'm telling you, God, heaven, true. So listen, he makes voiceovers for NBC. He does it for Fox. And he does it for so many networks, and he had an opportunity to work, I think it was Disney. He did an animation film with voiceover. Can you imagine the ka-ting? So listen, voiceover individuals make the ka-ting money. And I've had a lot of people on this show that are voiceover talent and does it. Who is this? The lady that does, I think it's Bart Simpson, the lady, she was on the show. She does a voice for a lot of commercials and cartoons. I think it was Bart Simpson. I'm so stuck on Bart Simpson. But listen, she does on the Bart Simpson cartoon. She does, oh, somebody's texting me. Oh, God, one second. So listen, this is a live show. It's not a pre-broadcast not pre-recorded. So listen, she does, and she's in her 60s or 65, and she does so many different voices, and she really does. She does a lot of work on Bart Simpson's cartoon, and she makes great money. She makes the cash. She makes the moolahs. And guess what? She ain't singing not one song. She ain't singing not one song. So I am telling you, I am telling you, look for other avenues while you are working on your craft. We're in music because we love music. Okay? So listen, that is the lesson for today. It is real. It is what it is. And so now this artist, Lala, she's phenomenal. Her voice is phenomenal. Her voice can really take her a lot of different places because she's hot and she's got some really great talent. And Summer Ferguson as well, and Yee Angus. But while you're waiting on those royalty checks to build, I'm telling you, if you don't like being tied down to your 9-to-5, there's a lot of different streams of income that you can get to catch, especially in these internet streets. Honey, it's just raining coins, and you can catch some. You really can. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. I am out of time. It's been a stone cold blast, and I'll be back later on and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.